Στάσιτε μετά βοβό Θεό, ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Ευλογητών εκ το κάτω έναν Αγίον Ευαγγείλιο των άνοσμα.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. John. May his blessings
be with us all.
Open noti, open sotir, open oroti reni, sos beresos epshirem if noti at onch. Pio u nafsha eni, pio u fapen noti pe.
From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us, amen. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, and to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, their boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into the boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, and we are also too in the month of Amshir. So the month of Amshir, we are always talking about the bread of God. So Jesus Christ, he sent a message to everyone. He said, I am the bread. So we're going to see that on all the month of Amshir, we're gonna talk and that during on Sundays, we're going to talk about the bread of God. And it is a great message, a clear message to everyone that this is the bread of God. So what happened if when we listen to the gospel of today, like they ask him about, like they are seeking him. But if I go back to a little bit before, in John 6, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. He was clear in his message to everyone. I am the bread. If you are hungry, come to me. If you are thirst, also to come to me. It was clear. In Exodus, see what exactly the people of Israel said and did. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron and in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, Oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. In Exodus 16, and after that he said, Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. The people of Israel, they have complained about, okay, we were in Egypt, we had a lot of things to do, we have meat, we have bread, we already lived this life, and it was amazing to live in Egypt. Why you are brought us here, already you bring us here in this land, and we're gonna die already. They didn't think about what God did with them and how he saved them from slavery and also from Egypt, from the people of Egypt, and also to he took them outside this land from a captivity. The problem that we are like these people too. Those people think about what? About only the money, or not the money, about the food. We have to eat very well. We have to do this and we have to do that. But they didn't see what God did with them with miracles, and he brought them outside. And he also gave them the bread. I have a question, which is already I have to ask myself and first. Why do I seek him? What is the purpose also to seek God? The after Jesus Christ did the miracle with them, at the same exactly what the people of Israel did, they came back to Jesus because they wanna search, where is Christ? Where is Jesus? And he was looking to them, you are looking for me only because I give you the bread, but you didn't seek me because you are looking for me. And this is exactly what I'm doing all my life. We celebrate yesterday the feast of St. Paul, the first hermit, or our first anchorite. If you go through the story of St. Paul, it's very easy. Two brothers, their dad died, and they have an inheritance. And the brother of St. Paul, he was looking for more money. Like he said, you are Paul, you are so, like, still young. You can't take care about all the money, so I'm going to take the big portion of the inheritance. So they fight, and they fought. What happened? We have to go to the judge. We have to see how to solve this problem. I have to take the same. I have to take the same portion like you. We have to divide. You are my brother, and you have to divide between me and between you. He was thinking about that. Also to his brother, he want to take all the money. That would be the majority of the money. A big portion. And they walk to the judge. And while they are walking, they saw a funeral. And St. Paul asked, who is the funeral for? Like, he was a very wealthy man. He was an amazing man. He has a lot of money and it's a lot of everything. He has everything. that he was asking about a small question. Did he get anything with him? He said, no, nothing. He has nothing with him like after he died. He has nothing with him. The same Paul think about like what I should do. Like if by the end of my life I'm not taking anything with me and I'm going to meet God by the end of my life, so what I should do, what I have seek, I'm seeking him or I'm seeking the money, I'm seeking him or I'm seeking everything in my life, I'm seeking him or I'm seeking anything else in the world. And he was thinking about that a lot while he was walking, and he said to his brother, let's go back, I'm going to forget this. Okay, take whatever you want. And he left. Some of the books wrote 70, and some other books wrote 90 years. 70 or 90 years in the wilderness, in the mountain, he was only living with him. One of the fathers that I met also too, he is a hermit in St. Paul Monastery. His name, I can't tell you his name because he passed away a few months ago. His name is Father Bishoy Ambapola. He's a hermit. And when I met him also too, he's like the first time in my life, I was too young. And it was for first time to go for retreat. So for me, I'm too young. Like a grade week, I can say, same as, for example, like grade 8 or 9. And if you know the monastery of St. Paul, it's so difficult. At that day, it's so difficult to stay for retreat. And my servant, he took me to do a retreat for 10 days. And for me, it's terrible to stay 10 days in the monastery, the first time in my life at St. Paul Monastery. So for me, for the first day, it was at night, and we arrived, and there's a lot of like youth from everywhere in Egypt, and they took already the dinner. And after the dinner, okay, the monk said to me and my servant, to go and to clean all the vessels of 120 people. So it was welcome. Like, this is a great welcome for me. So I said to my servants, okay, tomorrow morning I have to go. That's it. I have to go back to my home. It's not a negotiation anymore. Like, he said, okay, be calm, it's gonna be good. What's good here? It's nothing good. You can imagine, and we took already from Alexandria to St. Paul, the other side, we took already around maybe 15 hours because we have many to take bus and train, many things. Anyway. So he said to me, okay, tomorrow morning, we're going to attend the liturgy, and the hermit is coming from the mountain. Okay, he stays, for example, like 2-3 months in the mountain. After that, he comes to the monastery to pray and to stay, for example, 5-6 days. And after that, he go back to the mountain. So it's a good opportunity to be with him and to meet him. I said, it's okay. It's tomorrow morning after we finish the liturgy, we cannot do that. We're going to meet him, we're going to go. I don't want to go and to tell you about the room that we have to stay in, how we have to sleep, all of that, it's disaster. In the morning we attend the liturgy, and after that we went to the cell where I would not show you there. And so the first time, like, so my servant said, like, okay, go inside and stay with him. Talk. The first time in my life, like, he was sitting down on the ground, and so I sat down also to be, like in front of him. 45 minutes without talking. In silence, I'm only looking to his face. When I was looking into his face, it's like only someone who is attracting me. I think he absorbed me inside him. And not as a person, I saw Christ I saw the face of Christ. So I was looking to him as if like, I couldn't talk. I can't tell you anything. So but after 45 minutes, he was asking me like, you need anything from me? I said, no, thank you. So I went outside to my servant and said like, oh, 35 minutes? What do you talk about? I told him nothing. I didn't tell him anything. I couldn't talk. So and after that, he finished, like, my servants went inside also too, and he stayed with him like 15, 20 minutes, and after that, we go back. So I said, like, okay, let's go back to our home. So I said, like, why we have to go back home? We have to stay in the monastery. We came yesterday night. Like, I said, يا ابني انت هتجنني مش انت بتقول عايز تمشي. So he said, no. Abuna, I'm sure you're going to stay. How long are you going to stay? He said, like, you're going to stay a week. So I said, I'm going to stay also to the week with him too. So after that, I met him many times. The word that I learned from him is seeking God. Seeking him only. Put your eyes on him all your life. Whatever you do, for example, you are going for work, ask him to be with you. You are doing something, see Jesus Christ prayer. Go back home, open the Bible and read. Before you go to sleep, pray. Talk with him, talk. It's in relationship. This is a relationship between me and between him. It's not only for the monks and the hermits and fathers, for example, and priests, no. When a few months ago, when we consecrated the altar of St. Mina Papkrollos, when Ambabulus was there, so it's the first time for me to attend for attending the consecration of an altar. So the first time that I'm listening to all the prayers and also to I'm listening also to the psalms because there's a lot of psalms. So during that, I was inside, and Ambabulus was praying, and also he's consecrating by the Mairun, all the part of the altar, and I felt something different. I felt that exactly like God come here and say, this is the place of me that I gonna, you have to pray here. So he consecrated the place, and he said, this is my place. After that few minutes later, I was thinking about, I am the same, because already I was baptized already, and God put his hands on me, and by the Mairun, Abuna put the Mairun on me, and he said, this is the place and the body of me. And I was thinking, this is the same. If already, like the bishop or patriarch already came and consecrate already a place, which is like a table, what about myself? It's the same prayers, and Abuna also to consecrate me by his hands, but by the hand of God, and he was also to put a Mairun, and he consecrate me, and he said, you are my body, you are mine now. I'm gonna dwell inside you. So I said, like, we are the same. You are the altar where we praise God, where we raise the Lamb of God, where we eat. We are eating here inside, also to the holy body. Also to we am to the same. I have to be consecrated to God. I'm not consecrated because I am priest, for example, or he was a monk or an hermit. No, I'm consecrated as a Christian. That's why I'm seeking him, because he is my Father. I'm seeking him because I love him. I'm seeking him because he is everything in my life. I'm not seeking him because I have exams. Please, Abuna, pray for me because I have exams. Okay, before that you are praying. No, no, Abuna, ma kotish basalli. Why, Habibi? No, the exam is coming the next week. Please, I'm going to pray a lot. What is the difference between this and that? It's the same. I'm seeking him only because I have exams, I have problem, I have an issue, or I'm sick, for example. No, I'm seeking him and I'm praying for him because he is my Father. He is everything in my life. The problem that Jesus Christ really, he was talking with the people on the mountain for hours, all the day. So, and after that, he was looking to them like they can't go back home. So he knows very well that they are hungry. They can't go and walk all this way back to home. They're going to fall. So they have to, he was thinking about, no, they can't go. I have to feed him in first, and after that, they can go home. So he fed him, them first spiritually, and after, like hours. And after that, he gave them the food. And the day after, they were looking and seeking him, not only because the hours that he was talking about in spiritually and spiritual life, no, they were only seeking him for the food. And I have to ask myself too, why am I seeking him? Every single day, I have to ask myself, the small things that I'm asking about you, be with me, be with my father, my family also too, like the job and work, and what else? You can imagine that every single day, my kids, for example, come to me, Baba, I need this one. Hadr, Baba, please, buy for me this one. Hadr, Baba, do this for me. Hadr. After a while, huma fish kelma halwa. Like, after a while, like exactly, as a father, as a mother, like, need only words. The love of words. So, sometimes maybe, if I couldn't take from my son or my daughter this love, so I'm feeling that I'm only a machine. I have to respond and I have to do this, but there is no relationship between me and them. That's why in parenting we said you have to give your son and your daughter hugs and kissing all the time when they are young, and also to more and more to give them the love, so again they have to feel this love, and after that they're gonna give you back this love too. It's the same relationship between my father and the Holy Father. I'm seeking him because I'm loving him. He is so sweet. I can't tell you. He is so sweet. But only who can taste him. You can't imagine how he was and how he is and how he will, because he's only all the time. So, again, in Galatians he said, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Depend on what I'm doing. He said very clear, St. Paul. I'm feeding my body, my flesh, or I'm feeding only also to the Spirit. So I have to choose between both. Can I do both? No. I have to choose. The flesh, it's already I'm doing because I'm eating, I'm taking care about it. Also, too, I'm thinking about my life. Yes, okay, but who is the first? My flesh or my spirit? It depends. So I can't do the both. I can't do the balance here. No, I have to choose between this and that. So I have to choose my spirit. That's why St. Paul, the first hermit, you can imagine 90 years, he spent all his life in the wilderness, on the mountain, and it was like, I was thinking about what he did. He forsook everything. And he spent these 90 years in the wilderness. And St. Anthony, when he came to him, it's written in the book like that. They talk about God, full stop. I was waiting the other paragraph or the other sentence. Huh, what? Nothing. Shh. We didn't know what they talk about it. Something high level, maybe we can't imagine. Can we reach this level? Yes. I'm not a hermit, by the way. And I'm not a monk too. I have a family, I have kids too, and I have to do a lot of things too. Yes, but I can be like that. My spirit can be a hermit. My spirit can love God from the deep heart. I can take my room, small room, as a cell of the hermit, of the monk. I can go inside my room and I can have to pray. I can change all my life to be with God. It's not necessary to be a monk or a hermit or a priest to seeking God and to love Him from your heart and to be consecrated, because we are all the holies. We said that in the liturgy. The holies for the holy. So we are consecrated and we are holy. Holy too. May God give us this day to know exactly what we are seeking, and we have to change our decisions and our life and our way also too. We have to think about that a lot. Put God the first, not give Him the second priority, because we are already the first thing in His mind. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Choice and nepterente se on to cos marea, mavem penso dirente fcane novi anevo.
Jefes varot in jefiot ne meciri, ne pip neuma et oa, titerea se gike vot, ten oaste mot tentiona.
We believe in one God the Father, the one who Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried,
and on the third day He rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens, He sits at the hand of His Father, and He is coming again in His glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins.
Tengos de volchae tente Anastasi centeniere mon, nem peon tente peones neio.